Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we welcome your presence and we thank you that you've made yourself known to us. As Brother Branham said, even had your picture taken, we believe that to be true, Lord, that you allowed the camera to see what men's eyes cannot see. And we know, Lord, that maybe down the road there'll be all kinds of lights and films appearing, this and that. But we know, Lord, this is the genuine one because this is that first one. Everything else then could be counterfeit. Everything else, Lord, that's produced could have a double meaning of even betrayal, Lord. And we thank you that we have been, as it were, on the ground floor, that we have seen the prophet and know his ministry and know the things that are true and have a true record of the word recorded right upon a tape, Lord, and then put into letter form here. We're grateful, Lord, that we, and by your help, we will not go astray, and we will not, because that which is born of God cannot sin, cannot enter into unbelief, but does believe, and then there'll be a fruit commensurate to it. We're believing that this morning, O God. Have your way in our lives, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Lots of times I forget to thank the people for everything they do. I'm not unaware of it. I noticed Brother Branham caught himself every now and then, and he mentioned how that he appreciated one sister bringing up some blackberry jam or some little things that she'd gone out in the bushes and endured the briars and the mosquitoes and things, and he said it was almost too sacred to eat. Well, I appreciate that with Brother Branham, of course, not with the intensity, because he had an intensity of appreciation, love that, well, I don't even pretend to approximate it. I just stand back, admire it, and hope that I've got a tiny bit of it. But I was going to leading up to the fact that I appreciate these flowers. Brother Branham did not mention anything about flowers as though they were wrong in the church. He just said, don't put them on the altar. We don't have an altar. I don't know if we should have one or not. Brother Branham said, you don't have altar calls, you have water calls. And I suppose after that, the water call, you just get baptized in the water, and as you come up with the hands being laid upon you, believe you receive the Holy Ghost. And that's it. Brother Branham agreed with all the other students, if you do two things, God will do the third. He can't help but do it. That you repent, you be baptized, and you will receive the Holy Ghost. And of course we know that there's a real genuine baptism, not the false baptism. What's the difference? Well, the difference is simply one goes and anoints your spirit, and you never get to the Word, you never get anywhere. The other one goes right down into the soul, uniting itself with that little life that's in there, the watering, coming forth, adding word upon word. You come to that stature that Brother Branham talked about. Well, we thank you for the flowers, and I just thought this morning as I looked at them, it's in the scripture that, you know, Christ said, behold the lily of the field. He said they don't spin, he said they don't toil, yet Solomon all his glory is not arrayed like one of these. And that's true about those flowers. But Brother Branham said they're greater than Solomon's here. So you can always look at the things that people do from their hearts and and watch, and you'll know they're greater than Solomon's here. And not many believe it. And those that do believe it, they believe it the wrong way, and they don't know why he's here. Well, I trust by the grace of God we know these things. All right, now we're on number 18, the spoken word's original seed, and that's the volume number 2. The original spoken word seed for the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ was without doubt Paul's gospel of grace as revealed to him by God himself according to Galatians 1:11-12. Now, you know that's where he speaks, I received it not of man, neither was I taught it, but by the Lord Jesus Christ himself in a revelation. The same pillar of fire that accosted him on the road, Jehovah himself came back and taught him. That this is correct is proven by vindication. That's set forth in Romans 15:21 and 1 Corinthians 2:1-5, where he speaks. He did not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but he came in the anointed power of the Holy Ghost to prove that he was the apostle to the Gentiles, the prophet. Furthermore, the entire world shall be judged by Jesus Christ according to Paul's gospel. And I want to read that to you, though I did not read the other verses. I have not used this as much, so we read it. In Romans 2:16, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Now, you know that's over there in Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 12. The discerning the thoughts and the intents of men's heart, and that was produced in our day and not in another. And also, furthermore, it's found in John 5 and in verse 24. Brother Branham quoted this all the time. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. And Brother Branham put that in this our hour, just before the great tribulation. And of course, he does it backed up by the scripture of Revelation, the second chapter, when he said, I will take this harlot church from Rome that listens to the spiritual, her spiritual advisor, a prophetess, a Jezebel, and I'll throw her into a bed. And Brother Branham talks of that as being the great tribulation. Now, of course, people will say, I don't believe that. Because it says so-and-so. Well, I don't care what people think the Bible says. If a vindicated prophet has spoken and used that scripture and interpreted it a certain way, that's the way it is. And I know that they're going to criticize that, but you can take them right back and show them, say, hold it just a minute. How did Israel, in the time of Jesus, interpret the scripture on the Messiah and died by doing it? Well, we're different. Oh, you know you can't win with that crowd. That's what the Bible said. They're heretics. My understanding is they're heretics. Don't even sit and eat with them. They don't have a right to the table. We have a right to. So you're a separationist. Well, hey, segregation starts with God, and it started before there's a speck of stardust because he said, I've chosen you. Brother Branham said, that one, I'll take this and leave that. Anybody that thinks that is a little bit warped in his thinking. You know. All right. Now, the correctness of what I've just said is seen whether people want to believe it or not concerning Paul's gospel. This is the seed sown in the bride and for the bride. It's found over, as I've showed you many, many times, and without Brother Branham's teaching and help of the Holy Ghost, we never would have known it. And it is in 2 Thessalonians 1 and 10, based upon verse 7, to you that are troubled, rest with us, relax, it's over. When can you do it? When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Now notice there's two things going on, because always with God there's a left hand and a right hand, and people want to forget it. So they get this all messed up in their thinking. Now, it's too bad that verses 8 and 9 precede verse 10. It's too bad. But let's face it. You go to Malachi, the emphasis is on destruction before it says, but you, to whom the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in his wings, you'll be like calves of the stall, and you'll tramp on the ashes of the very ones I am talking about. You go to Revelation chapter 3, 14 to 23. How much is said concerning a true bride? Only one verse. I'm knocking. You that hear my voice, come out. And you can sit with me as I'm set down on my Father's throne. Everything else is judgment, judgment, judgment. Why? Because the judgment is to about 5 billion people. And the word is to about what? 1 billion out of 5? Forget it. As in the days of Noah, 8 people made the ark out of 5 billion people. It's exclusive gospel. Now, in the 10th verse, when he shall have come to be glorified in his saints, that's the same time showing you this is the judge. Judgment has been passed. You know, most people don't believe that even in this message. They don't believe it. Oh, it's coming, it's coming. It's here. Brother Branham said, it's coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. He's here, he's here, he's here. He's gone, he's gone, he's gone. Always looking back. Always looking for it. Never knowing what's going on. Well, this church had better not be looking back and looking forward. Because if I've had you all these years for 10 years and you don't even know this, you can sit here if you want to. I'm glad to see the numbers. But just be honest with you. I don't have any hope for you. unless you shake your minds and begin to say, let me look at this thing. Is there something to it? You bet there is vindication, my brother, my sister. And remember the Catholic priest. We preached on this year ago, this July, or 2 years, what is up in Toronto. They know better. They know better. Catholic priest. One little miracle. Shut up and sit down. Don't open your mouths, but open your ears and your hearts. God's going to say something. Oh, look at his ministry. That Catholic priest condemned everybody on earth. What about the time in India when that blind man looked at the sun all day long, had no eyes left? And Brother Bannon challenged everybody sitting. Yes, he challenged the Hindus. Yes, he challenged the Muslims. They were there. He said, pray in the name of your God, let's see this man delivered. They wouldn't do it. Brother Branham said, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the man was instantly healed. That is God. In the name of the one that put that in their record, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Because he's the intercessor. All things got to come through him. Has that changed anybody? Did they sit down and shut up and listen? Oh, come on. According to their own stupidity, their belief in heathen gods and heathenism, though they claim they believe in the real true God, they wanted to grab him and rip his clothes off, thinking touching him. Oh, that could have worked. Under the right conditions, he'd all be healed. The army had to rescue him. Well, listen. When he shall come be glorified, Satan, be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. The very testimony that the church started on, the church today must go back to. Or there's no rapture. You're out of the judgment. You're finished. That's why Brother Branham was so gratified to come back and tell us when he said, ah, you're going to be judged by what you preach, what you taught. He said, I taught what Paul taught. And the whole congregation, he said, maybe a million, raised their hands and screamed, we're resting on that. And there's your word. You that in this last day rest on it. They're resting on it. We're resting on it here. They're resting on it there. For they without us cannot be made perfect. Oh, brother, sister. You know, people, you know, preachers especially make me sick in their ignorance. They teach people and they say, listen, don't listen to anybody that brings scripture that Brother Branham hasn't taught on. Didn't Brother Branham say that once you see this message, that's all you'll see in the Bible? Then if you don't go to your Bible, how are you going to see it? Well, wisdom is justified of her children. All right, this perfect gospel was hybridized in the first church age and onward through seven church ages. In the last or Pentecostal age, we see a condition like unto the time when Israel joined with Moab. And it brings the entire Christian religion and people to the state of Revelation 3, 14, and 20, where Christ is outside the church and wanting to get back into a select number that hear his voice and come out and commune with him. Now, sup with him, remember, when Jesus was accosted by the devil to turn the stones into bread and thereby sit and sup with Satan, he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He then turned aside bread from whatever source there was, and he supped on the word. So therefore, you're coming out to the word. How can anybody sit with us in communion and not believe the word of God? You say, Brother Bailey, you're making yourself exclusive. I am not. I try to preach this word by word. I believe I am right. Therefore, I have a right to say what I say. I chose my wife. Somebody didn't choose her for me. God did, I know that. But I'm talking about human beings. I choose my companion. I choose to be on every location I am in. Years ago, I waited for invitations, and they were fine. But I turned down invitations day and night because they tried to get me by night, and they don't answer the phone. letters are sometimes. Well, you know what that means. I read them, I throw them in the basket, or I decide to, hey, because there's no use answering. Say, my, you're a terrible guy. Well, I never said I was not a terrible guy. I just confessed my sins and you ain't got the guts to. Right? I'm just kidding, of course. All right. Now, all through seven church ages, we are quite a bit like the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, or the vision, where the tree was cut down. And yet the stump was bound. And remember, the Gentile church age came from gold to feet. The bride goes from feet to headship, which headship is here. Whether people recognize, well, if he was really here, things would be different. Hey, it's in the Bible how they'd be. And when the prophet preached, the anointed ones of the end time, he cleared it. Oh, I love that sermon. That saved me like nothing else could save me. I said, hey, all's well in the kingdom. My, we're right to the tree of life, ready for immortality. So, all right. It's the same as in Joel. The palmer worm, the canker worm, the grasshopper, and the caterpillar had destroyed. It's the same tree. It's the same bug in all those stages. But as Job said, there will be a budding at the scent of water. The tree will bud. What I'm showing you is this. Even in Nebuchadnezzar's dream or vision, you could not kill that life that was adverse to the true truth and kingdom of God. It's here now. And only the stone made without hands coming down is going to really destroy the whole thing and burn it. And you've got the same thing in Joel. No matter how much is eaten away of this gospel of Paul, at the scent of water, it will bud. It will flourish again. And it must, as Brother Branham said, if it ever sends forth another branch, it'll be a true Pentecostal branch. And that's not talking in tongues and jumping and screaming and hollering. He's not saying that. It's going to be according to the Word of God, because that's where the error was. There never was any error in the Holy Spirit. There's no problem with the gift. Believe me, a gift is a gift. It's genuine. Don't fault it. Don't call it the devil. Don't be ridiculous and damn your souls. The error lies in the Word, but it's in the Word that the life abounds for the believer. It's a conduit. If you're not with it, you're in trouble. All right. He talked about the people today being just like the time of Israel at the time of Moab. I'm going to read it on 33 and read rapidly. Moab did the same thing. He came down there and he taught the children of Israel. See, notice, take them off the Word. And he said, now looky here, friends. Now that's the same thing they did in Pentecost now. Of course, it's getting worse. Now looky here. Aren't we all the same? Don't we all believe? It's the same God. We believe in the blood. We believe in Jesus. All we argue about is the Word. So shut up, Word. Get out of the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't work that way. I know they think it does. Because they get anointing. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are not the Holy Spirit himself, but gifts. Just like that plant, gladiola. And those, I don't know what that, it looks like, kind of like a lilac. I never did know its name. But let me tell you flat, that is a gift from God, and it shows forth God, but it ain't God. And it's not the life of God. The life of God is what planted and created it. So don't anybody ever tell you, when you've got a gift of the Holy Ghost, which the Holy Ghost is God, that God gave you himself, he simply gave you a gift. Amen. It's a derivative on the grounds that he could do it. Now, we're all the same. The children of Moab come from Lot's daughter. See, that whole bunch escaped down there But there's still a hair in the biscuit seat. And what's the escape? Lot and his daughters. And in spite of their escape, what came out of them? Well, gaggy biscuits. The Brother Branham says them. There they are, gaggy, see? They was up there and they had, why? She said, now, looky here. You know we're all the same. How many know they were lost children? Sure, from their own daddy, adultery. It's worse than that, it's incest, incestual adultery. And now, he said, now we're all the same, you know, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterians and all. Why, sure, we want some of your oil. We're all the same. And what did they do? They married among them. Come on, the Catholics and everybody's marrying the Pentecostals right now. Brother Branham said, Baptists want Methodists, Methodists want Presbyterians, and Pentecostals want them all. And at that time, I don't think he had in his mind, even by revelation, the magnitude of what he was saying. Now, he could have had, but I just kind of doubt it. I just think it was right off the cuff from the Holy Ghost. And the Pentecostals are getting them all. Now, that's what the Pentecost did to the Protestants. She married in the Federation of Churches. She denominated herself. And where is she? Just exactly like Israel was. Put away for both spiritual fornication and literal fornication. She's spiritual and literal. God refused her from then on. Even those children which became Samaritans were cursed. Now, this, you got to understand what I'm saying? It's once the minute you tie yourself in and get the wrong seed, there's a curse. Now, even the true seed there were involved. Watch it go down. Second generation always goes down. Sure she was. Jehovah had to put her away. Christ's bride did the same. Mixed her denomination seed and put Christ, her spouse, husband, away. And now you dry wash bunch of Pentecostals. What's the matter with you? Now, dry wash means they think they have the blood because they've been baptized in water and they think they've repented when they haven't. It's all a think-so religion based upon what is called a proof text salvation. You feel you need God. So you talk to somebody. The scripture is given. You talk some more. Oh, yes, I want to be saved. Then come and pray up here and we'll pray and this is it. Well, it's not it. Now we're baptized in water and got the Holy Ghost. This is double it. No, it's not it. Because if you're not born of the incorruptible Word, the incorruptible Spora, which is the Word of God, you are not born again. You are simply anointed. And when the showdown comes for the actual receiving of the Holy Spirit at the end, when the baptizer himself is here, they will come for it and not get it. Now, I'm going to tell you flat, I really believe in the early days of Pentecost. Even though they spoke in tongues, at that time they were truly filled with the Holy Ghost, the same as those ahead of them. But every time God sends a message, he sends something that the people can get a hold of as their tie post. He answers his word back to his word. Something is real. They always go downhill. As Brother Branham said, if that bunch of Pentecostals, even 50, had stayed with the truth, and if they really had the truth, by now the world would have been turned upside down. Now you say, well, what do you mean turned upside? Everybody come to Christ? No, it's just turned upside down. Christ would come, take away his bride, and destroy the rest. Listen, there's no way you can preach a universal salvation where millions now living will never die. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That is the lie that Satan pulled off in the Garden of Eden. Oh, you'll not surely die. Why, Eve wasn't meant to die. The children of God were not meant to die. And I think it was Browning who said it so perfectly. I think it was, I'm not positive, Browning or one of them. Said concerning the fact when it was said in the day of eating you die was not said to the soul. But I'm going to tell you, death can enter the soul. And when death enters in by error, then the fact is the error caused the death. And that body will die. Now, the concordant people, they have their own thing so thoroughly fixed in their minds. They're going to make every word in Scripture like every other word. If it says very, it's got to say very here. If it says, like come, it's going to be come here. That word come can be either come or go. But they're going to make everyone just exactly right. And so they end up in the Bible telling us that death entered and sin by death, when the Bible says sin entered and death by sin. I'm telling you, I got the book at home. I got maybe 32 different versions. I quit buying them. No need, I got the prophet. If I want to find something on Mona, look around a little bit to enhance what he gave us, and I look at word studies and all, and I find that Brother Branham did not make mistakes like people said he did. They're the ones that are making the mistake. How can anybody say a man like that makes a mistake when God talks through him? See, look, don't you understand? They're denying the very core of what they're supposed to be standing on. They talk about God's contracts, God's covenant. Then when the truth comes, rip, 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 in the basket. Hey, try that with God. You might do that and get away with your courthouse here on earth because you paid the judge or the recorder or somebody else as rotten as you are. And I'm not talking about you people. I'm talking about the world. Try it with God. God doesn't rip up these contracts. He fulfills them. Now, we read just right here about Paul. He's going to judge the world by my gospel. He didn't call it God's gospel. Didn't call it Jesus' gospel. He said, it's my gospel, and I got it from him. Brother Branham categorically said that pillar of fire. He said, Jesus went back. Now, you've got to watch Brother Branham's language very, very carefully, and you better know what you're thinking, because he isn't Jesus only. And he said he went back to a pillar of fire. I want to ask you one question. When did Jesus, that was born of Mary, that had a preexistence that the Father talked to, by whom he created all things, when was he the pillar of fire? He wasn't. So who went back? The pillar of fire that went into him. So when they saw that fire standing upon him, the Spirit of God from that pillar of fire, in my books and understanding, went into Jesus. And the pillar of fire disappeared. What did God go back to manifesting himself? The same pillar of fire. Because you see, the pillar of fire isn't God. It's merely the manifestation. Even the very word Shekinah glory that Brother Branham used are not in the Bible. It's a Hebrew expression which signifies the glory that's attendant upon the personal presence of God. If Brother Branham ever used the word Shekinah glory concerning that, and I think he did, check your computer. He's talking about the glory and the light that's attendant upon God. God is there, and that's attending him. So you have a picture of the light that surrounds God. The light's there, God's there. Make no mistake about it. Now you dry wash Pentecostals. There's a bunch of Pentecostals, most of them are Jesus only, who believe in regenerational baptism by water. They do. Hit the water, like Church of Christ, that's it. That's not it. They're just dry washed. What does that mean? They're not washed in the blood. Do you think that Christ shed his blood, and he's the blood of God, so therefore God shedding his own blood, put it that way, because God is in Christ reconciling the world, though he did come out in the Garden of Eden and Jesus died alone. And you can call it the blood of God in the very reason that the very life that formed the sperm and the egg in Mary's womb, that was a blood cell. Where did it come from? It's a manifestation of God. Call it what you want. It all boils down to God redoing his own redeeming. I'm the Savior. Almighty God said it. Now, the point is this. Does God indiscriminately just give the meritorious effects of his blood? The answer is no. Go through your Bible, you're going to find it. It's a limited atonement. As many as were ordained believed, and those that weren't ordained did not believe.
Amen.
And this is a condemnation. Even though the blood is shed, light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than because their deeds are evil. What is the evil deed? A false worship. Even getting it out of the Bible apart from revelation and saying, I don't care what the revelation is. It says right here, there's a first fruit offering, and I don't have to sacrifice the blood. Bring me the flowers and bring me the good fruit, and I'll lay it right here. And the Bible said, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So therefore, Cain's was excellent. But he bypassed the word. All right, I hope you're learning a few things. I've only preached this about 100 times to you. Yeah, easy, 100. You had 800 tapes. You had a lot of sermons gone through in this last 10 years here. Oh, yeah. All right. You dry washed bunch of Pentecostals. See, no blood. No Holy Spirit. What's the matter with you? Now remember, there's a washing of water by the word. They got dry cleaned. You know, I have my shirts dry cleaned. But you know what I got to do? I got to get my wife now to soak them in water and get them really clean. Because, you know, bring around a car. My shirts are coming back. You know the reason I send the cleaners? I don't want her scrubbing all day in spots that won't come out with scrubbing. But every now and then, she got to go through my shirts. See, dry cleaning doesn't work. Dry washing. I don't even trust the new machine they got out there. They're going to put a little minute vibrating waves there to knock the dirt out of your shirt. Huh? Water. Hey, doesn't the Bible say you wash your robes, you'll go to the tree of life? No dry cleaning, dry washing is going to do. Brother Branham used this word beautifully. 100% with the scripture and 100% with the times. No noise. How much you shout and everything else and you testify will make you clean. The washing of water by the word. Washing the robes. Oh, this man couldn't make a mistake if he tried. I said, Bill Branham, he's unique. He can fall right in the gutter and come out smelling like a rose. He never did, though, but he would have. What did he mean by it? People could come around him and say every stupid thing and rotten thing, blasphemy, around that man, be surrounded by homosexuals, and Bill Branham stood right there like a clean lily. I know what went around him. I saw those things. So, what's the difference? Look out here in the world. All this stuff. There's a God above it all. He'll bring the ecology back. You don't need to worry about that ozone up there. Forget it. People are dry washing themselves with politics and all these stupid laws. America had his chance in 1956 and blew it. He said, I don't pray for America anymore. Oh, Brother Ben. Oh, Brother Ben. But oh, why didn't they pray for Pharaoh? Now, Lord, Pharaoh ain't such a bad egg. He wasn't. You'd have cracked him, he'd have stunk to high heaven. He was a rotten egg. Oh, that's okay. We'll pray and God will save him. I hope you're really catching what I'm saying, because I know I say things very ironically, foolishly as it were, but I'm getting my point across. Do you really understand these things? You are at a dead end. You have turned a corner. You have fallen off the fence. It's live, die, sink, or swim. We are right or we are wrong. We are righteous or we are unrighteous. We are holy or we are unholy. We are filthy or we're clean. And there's no black, white, crow. Do what you want. Christ on the outside knocking at the door, trying to get back in. All right. We've got to get a sentence here. What did she do? This church that we're at the tail end. She took on whoredom. When Jesus come, what's he knocking for? Jesus came back to receive the bride. And when he got to knock at the door, he was fastened out. That's already done. Now, will Jesus now take headship of the church as we know the church? No, no, no. He is already here taking headship of the bride. Now, who's doing it? God is doing it for him. You're looking at the tricky things in the Word, where Brother Branham alternates on the name of Jesus. There are times he could well be saying, I'm talking about Jehovah. But remember this. Jesus, the one that we know, that rose from the dead, mediator, intercessor, is going to have a bride. When is he going to have it? When the Father puts all these things under his feet. And that same Father, now let's get this plan. The same Holy Ghost, the same Almighty God, Elohim, Jehovah, call him what you want, collects us together, takes us up there, and incarnates himself in that body. We'll have the wedding supper. And we'll crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And remember the time that Brother Branham tells of Martin's vision, the prophet. A prophet. Not like Brother Branham, but a prophet. And in that, this one came to him in all his robes of glory and splendor. And he said, Martin, I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. And he just stood back and looked at it. He couldn't be satisfied. Something didn't quite ring true. He didn't know what it was. It looked all very well. And he said, Martin, I'm the Lord Jesus, your Lord, what, the Lord and Savior, something. I'll get the actual reference. I read it myself. And he stood back. And he said, don't you recognize me? And he said, depart from me, Satan. And he stood there, crowned king and all. That was the picture. And Martin said, depart from me. Because the Bible says the saints will crown him. Amen. See? He said, what good Pentecostal bait that would have been. It would have been perfect. I saw him crown. I saw him crown. I was there. Oh, God. You wonder why I get so beat up and one, don't wonder, because my sarcasm is 100% justified.
Amen.
When Jesus come, what's he knocking for? Jesus came back to receive his bride. And when he came and knocked on the door was fastened, locked. He was fastened up. Why? You can't come in here. Now, this is Brother Branham. In your book, you're going to find about the fifth line down, they've got a capital H on M. You better blot it out because it's not him at all. Brother Branham is talking right now about himself. Why, you can't come here. You can't hold a revival here. Let me see your ordination papers. A man filled with the Spirit of God, the real Spirit of God, God's Word. The Word made manifest among his ministry. Not one thing you can say against him, immoral or anything. Would anybody dare to put that about Jesus being immoral? William Branham is actually talking about himself as the true representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, the same way as when they said, show us the Father, it'll suffice us. And he said, you're looking at me, Thomas. And Brother Branham said the same thing. He said, you're looking at me, aren't you? Same thing. All right. Not anything you can say against him or anything. Who can accuse him of it? Come through a denomination. Why, he isn't oneness. He isn't assembly. He's Trinity. He isn't Trinity. He's assembly, like oneness and so on. What's he talking about? He's talking about himself in this hour as that prophet. When Brother Branham himself said, it is said in the Word of God, absolutely prophetic, that God will manifest himself in human flesh again. The Son of Man manifested in human flesh, or come in human flesh, of course, is the bride in every age, but in this hour it comes down to Elijah, who is going to restore. So here's what Brother Branham is talking about. He's talking about the true presence of Almighty God and the ministry of the Son of Man, which comes through the prophet. And Jesus Christ knocked at that door. God himself said, I want to get back in here, but I know I can't get back in here. So you come on out. Now remember, the voice at midnight cried, come on out. Come out and behold him. It doesn't say go out, it says come out, because that word can be used either way. And there's no sense in trying to somebody say it says go on out. It says come out, because it's always come out. That's the way it is in the book of Revelation. Come out of her, my people. And you come out and sup with him. And remember, it's the Word. The supping is with the Word. That's why Brother Branham boiled it down right here at the table of the Lord. He said, you have no right to take unless you're full of the Holy Ghost. And the baptism with the Holy Ghost evidence is being one with that Word. First of all, you believe it, you stand on a live, die, sink, or swim. That's it. And if that's it with you, it is it with God. And the two of you come together. I can tell you one thing. You are not going to be here for the great tribulation. In the meantime, you've got to stand right here and take your lumps. Just like Noah. Now, you poor bunch of illegitimate, shame on you. God on the outside. God? Jesus is not God. He's Son of God. But what did John say that last messenger down there before his coming, he's able of these stones to raise children to Abraham. Now, when you see the film, keep that in mind. You look puzzled. You won't be when you see the film, so stick around and see it. You'll hear him talk about the chondriana, the chondri, the mitochondria, that everything comes from light, and he said it's out there even in the rocks. That's why you better sit through the film twice, if not three times. It's either the biggest bluff in the world or it's the grandest thing you've ever seen, knowing they're on the verge of discovering life, even as they're splicing genes and everything else, and we is getting out of here.
Amen.
Amen. We are getting on here. Hell, I feel like goosebumps on that one, but I just leave it be. I don't have the God of the goosebumps. Brother Branham said, the man said, I get goosebumps when they yell and shout in the meeting. He said, I get goosebumps if they don't. All right. All right. Of these stones. All right, as we go on. Oh, how I love this. Now, could Brother Branham talk about this, how I love it when he's bringing all this condemnation? Certainly he can, because this tells a story. You know something? We are exactly like the two officials that were thrown in jail at the time of Joseph. And he's the most perfect type of Christ. All right, at that time there was a butler and the baker. And they were both condemned to death. And in one dream, the one was giving the cup, I think it was, to Pharaoh, and the other was having something to do with the bread and the birds coming and eating. And he said, let me give you the interpretation. He said, the interpretation is this, Mr. Servant. Number one, you'll be restored. Number two, you're going to have your head cut off. Now, that's the way we are today. Hey, listen, foolish virgin. Serpent seed. Only the bride is exempt. The rest go through the tribulation and they all die. The serpent seed kills off the foolish virgin, but she dies anyway. Because she came running and screaming for oil with all the rest. And there wasn't any oil to be gotten. You know why? It isn't that the oil isn't there. They didn't have vessels that could take it. See, they had vessels, but no oil. And now the time they try to get oil and go to the market, there isn't any. All they're getting is anointing. Always people take the message too late. And Brother Branham said, when denominations start taking this message, know for a surety it's over, and you can hear them trying to take this message everywhere. And they'll be taking more and more, but I don't think they're ever going to take false anointed. All right. Oh, how I love this. Christ's bride, as the same as Adam's bride and all the rest, mixed the seed and put Christ out of her denominations. Now, the Bible said, when all of these things come to pass, lift up your head and rejoice. Now, they're coming to pass and nobody knows but us. They couldn't lift their heads and rejoice over this message. And there are people maybe sitting in this audience, as they used to sit in my meetings around the country when I went there. They just stand back up, oh my, oh my, oh my. Brother Branham says, I don't pray for America anymore. To one man that gigged him so much, he said, by the grace of God, I'll never mention your name again. Ha! You think I'm lying to you? I got witnesses. I have to worry about people saying, well, like the one guy here, did anybody ever hear Brother Branham tell Brother Baylor, is it on the tape, that there's a flame of fire over your head? Hey, the Bible opened. I raised my hand. It's the same as swearing by God and His Word. That's what he told me. Amen. What about it? I don't know. She never told anybody. She just kept my own little secret. What's it got to do with you anyway? If you're not a believer, you just stick a knife in me anyway. So I said, keep my mouth shut and then you won't stick so many knives in me. But then again, why should I not say what he said? It's my privilege. He said, I love this. Christ's bride, the same as Anna's bride, all the rest, mixed the seed and put Christ out of her denomination. Sure she did it. She certainly did. She refused God, her husband, to be like Eve. Accepted Christ's death, lie, weeds.
That's where the tares came for it. That's where you got sickness and everything you already had in your body there. And some of them turned into bad individuals. Right today you can get lupus. Your white T cells gobbling up the good cells. Turning on itself. Eating out your kidney. Tares. And we're one lump of clay. We're all dying. Before this became one lump of clay, people lived hundreds of years in good health. And their families were limited. But the curse of what Eve did, or the results of what Eve did, is upon all women, multiplied pregnancies. Now they're trying to get rid of it by everything under high heaven. And the same rotten sin is bringing death by sex. That's what I want you, and I'm going to read what I read here about AIDS. You'll know what I'm talking about when you hear that tape. Oh, hey, science backs up every word of God. Accepted Satan's death lie weeds as a result, dead. Dead formal church has been born from her. Now you say that's a lie. See, he goes to type and proves it by vindication. Anybody could say, William Branham, you're like all the rest. Man, you get carried away. As soon as you get a ministry, then you got to go to teaching. It happened to Mrs. McPherson, though she was a phony baloney. It happened to Price. He was a pretty good guy. All the time you see these guys go teaching, and Bill Branham was just the same. You can see it on the record. Hogwash. Vindication, my brother, sister. Don't give me your nonsense.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't even know what vindication is. Vindication is when you buy a $1 million article, like Burton did for his wife, and you can give him a certified check for the $1 million. Vindication is that certified $1 million check. So this is the coin of the kingdom. Remember, faith is that coin, the true revelation. We're going to make it. So Brother Brown says, hallelujah. Oh my, hallelujah. Sure, hallelujah. Isn't it the fact that they don't come to the blood because their deeds are evil? They don't come to the truth? You know something? Isn't this fantastic? I rejoice that Brother Branham is so perfect. What more do you want for your nickel of faith? God even gave you the faith. Where's your Pentecostals? More formal than the Baptists are, sure. You know what? It looks like a bad night right now, doesn't it? A bad picture rather right now. But he loves it. What did Joel say in Joel 2:28? But I will restore, saith the Lord. See, there's that little life in there. What was sown in the first church age is going to come back perfect. The perfect results. Because the word of God cannot fail. I'll restore this Laodicean age on Christ knocking at the door. Well, the word Christ is not there. God knocking, knocking on the door, trying to get back. Most pathetic picture in the Bible. As Adam found his wife pregnant with a seed of death of Satan's lie. Now, I've got my in here punctuated with dashes, the hyphenated. Adam found his wife pregnant with the seed of death of Satan's lie that she had accepted. She wouldn't have got pregnant without accepting it. Joseph found his wife pregnant with the seed of God, which was the word that she had accepted. See, two acceptances. What's it all about? What am I trying to say? Now, to you people on the air, that means they're outside in the cars listening to a little short wave that didn't go any more than two blocks. To you people in the tabernacle, out in your cars in the people in the tabernacle, do you see why I've stayed the way I've stayed right here and denounced that? It's not I've got anything against those men and those women. I haven't got one thing against them. I just can't go on their ground. I just can't do it because it's Satan's. In other words, they're on Satan's ground, pregnant with the lie, and he's on God's ground, pregnant with God's word, and we can stand with him. When the cry was uttered, who is on the Lord's side? You better believe when that cry went forth, they had to step with Joshua. They broke rank to go with him. Now, who's our Joshua today? The Holy Ghost. And how do you know? Right here by the word. See, one has the seed of death of Satan's lie, and one has the correct revelation.
And Satan's lie is without the true revelation. And what it is, they can read the scripture, they can tie a lot together, but they can't divide it. I've got a scripture I'd like to take on, to take about Jesus on his temptation. When Satan tried to tempt Christ and said, I'll give you all these kings of the world, they're mine, see? Same thing he came to Eve, see? First by turning the bread about eating and so forth, see? I'll do all this if you worship me. You come and join our group. Now, Brother Branham categorically tells you right here, the satanic worship is not by dismembering cats, is not by trying hoaxes. That's the thing, the scarecrow that's to take you off of the Word of God, the same as the Pentecostals, trying to make tongues the evidence, was the scarecrow that got people away from the truth of that hour when they had it. And the baptism with the Holy Ghost at the one time was real. Because baptism's in the Scripture. Now you say, Brother Vail, do you believe a person can speak in tongues and have a true baptism? Brother Branham had a woman in the prayer line. And he said, oh, sister, you want to receive the baptism with the Holy Ghost, but you'd like a little evidence by speaking in tongues just to encourage you. And he said, Lord, let her speak in tongues to encourage her. Now, you think he was deceiving that woman? No, he wasn't deceiving her. Was he playing along? No! You can receive the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, but that's not the evidence. The evidence is believing the Word, saying amen to the author of every word he gave. Knowing that the author knows what he puts in that book, and don't try to tell him what he's writing. How are you going to correct the Holy Ghost? Oh, come on. Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful. Yet at the same time, it's joy to us because we see the crowd thinning. Brother Branham stood before the congregation right on the tape. He said, they say there's 10,000 people following this message. Got to shake them off. Too many. Oh, Brother Branham, it should be a million. Oh, come on. 8 people make the ark? Where do you find Noah had 1 million Noah, 1 million Noah's wife, 1 million for each of the 3 sons or whatever it amounted to, 8 people maybe are. Then you got 1 million for the women. That's right, that's 6 million and 2 million. Where do you find an ark big enough? The Empire State Building wouldn't have held it, and the Sears Building in Chicago, and the tombs of Khartoum, the pyramids. Forget it. Satan used Eve to raise up a group of Satan worshipers. Oh, just a minute. Don't just a minute me. Cain was of that wicked one, pretending that he wasn't, worshiping in pretense through the word of Almighty God. But Satan was his father, and as old Abraham used to say, you better be careful, you people, to repeat the Lord's Prayer, our Father which art in heaven, because the devil is the prince of the power of the air, and you just need me praying to him. Good thought. How do you know you're not? Well, I'm going by the word. Do you believe what the prophet said? Well, no, I got my ideas. Well, forget. Don't, please, listen. Don't tell me that, please. It bothers me. But it makes me rejoice, too. For everybody that says that, hey, I can get happy. Oh, man, you're mean. What do you mean I'm mean? Some kind old priest? I'm not that kind. That's a double entendre. Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. What is it? Some of you preachers now, that's too scared to take your stand, afraid they won't even let you come into the organization. What else are you going to do then? They'll kick you out. I feel sorry for you. First thing, for your weakness. That's right, where's your faith in God? They told me the same thing. Sure, I've worked 17 years till God got me out and built me around this. And then I thought, now Satan, you come now. See where it's at? When you really realize that God has revealed to you the truth of the thing, there's nothing in the world that's going to defeat you in it, that's all. Now that's live, die, sink, swim. And we're not going to die. We're not going to sink. Now I can die a natural death because of my age. No problem. No problem. I'll come back. Got the guarantee. See? Now, you're absolutely undefeatable. Not you, but God that's in you. Not Christ, not the body, but the Word that was in him. Now, there again, Lord, see, they defeated him. They took him down to death, but death couldn't hold him. He gave himself, though, of course, to do it. But the Word was in him.
You can't kill that word. Now, not Mary, but the word that was born from her. All right. It was the word that was born in flesh because it was the word that God gave to her. He came to her and gave it to her. Now, look, if you understand the word of God born in human flesh, and the word becoming flesh is simple as A, B, C, if you just want to believe it. Like Brother Branham, he is exactly the same in Malachi as John the Baptist was in Isaiah chapter 40. And verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And they said, John the Baptist, who are you? He said, I am Isaiah 3 manifested in human life. I am the Word of God in human flesh. And he had to say that. And I'll tell you why he had to say it, because I'm saying it. And John the Baptist and I cannot say two different things. You say, Brother Bill, why are you saying it? Because Brother Branham said it, vindicated. You saying those words? He didn't have to use those words. I know what he's talking about. He's talking about you and me, the Word of God being manifested in human flesh. He talked about the Word of God being made flesh. And he said, in this very hour, he said, the Word is being made flesh and the flesh is being made Word. Now you tell me. You tell me. And you know where this is? You've got to go right to the Scripture and place yourself with it. Not as an individual, except in the fact of being born again, but as a group. Because what John says in 1 John 3, Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it has never yet happened before. What's going to happen now? And what's going to happen now? When we see him revealed, proven by manifestation, we'll be changed and caught up in a twinkling eye. We are like Abraham, who in Hebrew, Romans, the fourth chapter. Now notice the progression here, because this is to you and to me at this very hour. Because Brother Branham took this very thing to Genesis 18 before the burning of Sodom. And he told us where we stood in Hebrews 13:8. And notice in the verses of Romans 4 in 17, as is written, I made thee a father of many nations before whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might be in expectation. Who against expectation believed in expectation. In other words, expecting. That he, you know, a woman expects. Abraham expects. Expecting. That's hope. See, the words are even peculiar. That word hope means expect. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. See, there's faith against sense knowledge. When he's about 100 years old, near yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Why? Now watch. And being fully persuaded that what he'd promised, that he was also able to perform. Now right from the very fact, the time the pillar of fire appeared over that water, ears began to prick up. Then Brother Branham came on the scene with the sign in the hand. Then the discerning of the heart. Right down to the last sign. And only the elect caught it. Nobody but the elect caught it. Everybody reduced it to a gift of the Holy Ghost and said, we can do this too. And the anointing fell on everybody. Oral Roberts, Tommy Hicks, Tommy Osborne, you name them, all over the country. But William Branham alone had thus set the Lord. And everybody said at his time and since that have tried to discern have proven themselves phony as a $3 bill in spite of Perry Green and his nonsense out there in Tucson. Writing a preface to this guy's book. Wanting to drag us back into Pentecost. He can have it. Whatever he wants, he can have. I'll not try to buck him. So just a minute, shouldn't you try to pluck him as an ember from the fire? That's his business, not mine. He had the same word. He was around the same prophet. Now, so man shall not live by what? Not by a meal ticket, but by the word of God. Not by your organization to furnish you a place. Let me show you, it says, let me show you. And let me see your credentials. Are you in good standing? You know, we got a check on it. Well, yes, you can rank about 100%. I'm satisfied. Well, we can receive you for a few days revival. Try you and see what you do. Who am I? How can God ever work in a bunch like that? Twice dead, plucked up by the roots, rooted, rotted, everything else. That's the condition of the church. How many minutes we got then? How many?
Oh, we'll quit now. It's time to quit. All right. I'll put a little here or there and try to recap so we can continue next Wednesday. And don't worry, one of these days I'm just going to read page after page because you're so familiar with what's in this book here, the vision of that told about the Pentecostals. You won't have to have me do anything but read it. All right, let's bow our heads in prayer, and you can turn the tape off after that. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the teaching that you brought to Brother Branham, just the same he brought it to Paul, and it has been restored, not by Brother Branham, no, any more than it came by Paul, as though he were the one that brought it. But Paul, like Brother Branham, was just a voice standing there, ready to be spoken to, when you were there doing the work, and as in Christ, it was you in the servants doing the work. And we appreciate, Lord, that it's come full a turn from Alpha to Omega. And we know, Lord, in spite of ourselves, even our senses tell us, which is wonderful, getting it down in our souls that we know, this has to be it. It cannot go further. Now unto thee, O God, we give our praise, and may you receive glory in Jesus' name.